Hello and welcome. You're watching The Buck Stops here and I'm Barkha Dutt. The Sri Sri Ravi Shankar's World Culture Festival will go on as scheduled on the banks of the Yamuna. This was despite the fact that the National Green Tribunal was scathing in its findings, indicting almost everybody from the Ministry of Environment to the Delhi Pollution Control Board as well as the Delhi Development Authority. But if the court has been so negative in its assessment of the damage that will be caused to the floodplains of the Yamuna, why then has it given its go-ahead? And will the river be harmed beyond what we are assessing at the moment? One of the conditions, and remember this is conditional permission, one of the conditions on which the Art of Living is getting this permission is to convert the entire area into a biodiversity park. But what sort of precedence does this set for the larger debate around environment in this country? Let's introduce our panel. With us in the studio is Babul Supriyo, a minister in the government, but also the Minister of Urban Development, under which the Delhi Development Authority actually falls. And so, Babul Supriyo, we'll have a lot to ask you about why and how these permissions were granted, because the court has in fact specifically said that the DDA exceeded its brief by giving this permission, and such a permission should never, ever be given again. Also with me in the studio is Bharti Chaturvedi, an environmental activist, a director with the Chintan Environmental Research and Action Group, a key voice in trying to stop this event from taking place on the banks of the Yamuna. That has not happened. How disheartened are activists? We'll also put that question to Manoj Mishra, who is the key petitioner and environmentalist in this case. With me in the studio, Rahul Ram. He's, of course, with the Indian Ocean, but is also somebody who has spent a lot of time focusing on environmental causes. Suhail Seth, brand guru and analyst, writer, is also with us. General Shankar Prasad is joining us at a time when the opposition in Parliament today has raised questions as to why the army was deployed for building pontoons at a private event and what kind of template are we setting by doing so. And also from Bangalore, Mohandas Pai, chairman of the Manipal Global Education Services, is with us. Babul Supriyo, let me start by asking you, there is answerability here. Even though this event is going ahead, the judgment is in front of me. The judgment clearly talks about almost every division of government, the Environment Ministry, the Pollution Control Board, and the Delhi Development Authority, which falls right within under your ministry, having exceeded its brief. It says such permission should never be given again. And the judgment also talks about the conclusive damage to the floodplains. And I will just read out the operative bit. The floodplains have been drastically tampered with while destroying the natural flow of the river. Why was it so important for the government to throw its weight behind this event taking place where it's taking place? Why couldn't you just say do it in the Ramlila Maidan? Because while this event has got permission, you know, when you look at the judgment, you also get a sense of the damage.
Like the environmentalists said, the people who have filed the case, as they have said, that they have not at the beginning understood the magnitude of the event and what exactly is going to happen there. I am not advocating for anyone. What I would tell you that DDA has not actually, bypassed or overstepped on its limitations. I'll tell you the site in question, it falls under subzone 7 of zone O of the zonal plan and the master plan of Delhi 2021. And the area zone O can be used for the purpose of recreation. Now, I will tell you that therefore, DDA has given the permission to the Art of Living, and since the there is no such definition as to what recreation
but that is about land use and not about the impact on the environment, and that's an observation that the tribunal actually made today.
Yes, now the Department of Forest and Environment and Forest had also said that events happen all the time. It's not really always possible to ascertain the magnitude of.
Do you regret having given this permission?
No, see, I was not I am not the authority. What I can tell you,
you as BJP, you as the minister, you as the government.
No, not as the BJP. Because I can tell you as a DDA.
The perception is that once the Prime Minister was to attend,
yeah,
you know, basically the government got the cue that all help should be provided for this event to happen, and no questions, no tough questions were asked. Not enough scrutiny was done.
No, but Barkha, I want to bring a little bit of logic here. What happened in the Parliament today was pure politics. What I'm saying is that if the permissions were given within the framework of how permissions are given, then you can ask 100 questions on hindsight, mm-hmm. like after the magnitude of the, after the stage has been built, mm-hmm. after the pillars have been erected, you can talk about that. But I, what would I want to concentrate on, that given the fact that the Prime Minister and President were being present in the event, whether that acted as a catalyst in making the permissions go beyond where it is allowed
to
go.
That's what I'm asking you.
And that has not happened. That is exactly what
but
has not happened.
But that's not what the judge says. I mean, the judge is actually saying that the DDA exceeded its brief. And there's a 5 crore initial fine. And it very clearly says that we find that the said permission is not in consonance with the earlier orders of the Green Tribunal and is in fact in excess of the powers vested with the DDA. So what you're saying has not happened, the judge believes has happened. Let me bring in Bharti. How disappointed are you?
You know, I'm not at all disappointed, because I believe that if it wasn't for people who were bothered about the condition of our cities in India, Delhi just being a case in point here, we wouldn't have managed to get this kind of attention on this kind of outrage. So I'm not disappointed. In any case, we're really focused on the Yamuna and on our ecosystems here. So this.
But you had believed that this event would probably be stalled or shifted to another venue.
You know, I didn't.
The judge has refused to do that. The judge has in fact spoken, I mean, I keep saying judge, the tribunal yeah. has in fact spoken of how the petitioners approached the court far too late, and that's something I'll put to Manoj.
Yes, but you know, I think for us it's about the Yamuna. This event parachuted in, and now it's going to be held. Well, we got to know about this. The petition was filed on December 15th. The permissions or the initial things from AOL began on 11th of December. And so there was like a 4-day difference between filing that petition. Yeah. So there was really nothing too late. What was too late was there was complete lack of transparency as far as using our commons are concerned. I think that's the problem. But I think none of us are disheartened. The battle for the Yamuna, making it good for everyone, is a long one. And we recognize it. And it really is only just begun.
Let me get a quick response from Manoj on one of the things, Manoj, that the judgment talks about is the delay in approaching the tribunal. And how do you respond to that? Because the opening paragraph of the judgment says that we cannot stop this event from happening because you were far too late in coming to the tribunal.
Okay, Barkha, the thing is, with all due respect to the judgment, and we bow before the judgment, we accept the judgment, but let me put few facts and few dates before you. We came to learn of such a thing in early December 2015, when, and it was the farmers who informed us, and they said that all our farms are going to be converted into parking lands. And then I asked, who is going to do it? He said somebody called Shri. I went to their website, and there I found this 3.5 million people coming for this kind of event. And then immediately on 11th of December 2015, I wrote a letter to Lieutenant Governor, copy marked to all the different related agencies. Mind you, the permission by the DDA for this event is dated 15th of December 2015. So well in advance of the permission given by the DDA, final permission, because there were number of permissions, permission given, then withdrawn, then given, then withdrawn. You see, if anyone has really gone late or has delayed the things, it is actually the DDA. Because, you see, the DDA delayed asking the NGT, should we give this permission or not? That is how we see it. But now, after that, you see, this has always been our policy, that first approach the executive, because it is the duty of the executive to do the right thing. Then,
that's a fair point, yes. Manoj. Can I ask you if you are disappointed with the judgment?
Oh, not at all. We have won every contention that we placed before the NGT. That has been accepted. So why should I be disappointed?
Because the event
Fine, no, that doesn't matter. Already, whatever devastation they had to do, they have already done. And the NGT has in so many words accepted that. So, it is for them to see
that.
There are ethical angles here.
But
there is a strong sense of accountability.
That although the judges are saying, why didn't the activists approach us earlier, the DDA, the executive, has to hold primary answerability for this. And you know, when you look at the experts panel, and Sohail, I want you to listen to this because I've been seeing your tweets, and you believe that in a sense, you know, activists are making too much of this. But what the panel has found is really, really shocking. You know, it's talking about the entire area of the Yamuna floodplain being leveled flat. It's talking about most of the trees being lopped or removed. Even though the Art of Living is arguing that we have not cut a single tree, the experts panel appointed by the tribunal is saying most of the trees in the areas have been lopped or removed.
Now, let me tell you one thing. If these are things that Art of Living has done, which they are not authorized to do, then definitely there are questions that needs to be asked from the Environment Department, number one. Mm. Number two, why DDA comes into question? Mm. I have to see whether what DDA did in terms of giving the permission, whether they have overstepped their limits and whether they have done something prima facie that they're not authorized to do. Now, as he said, Mr. Mishra said, that they should have asked the Green NGT about what the repercussions would be. Mm. Now, the thing is that there has to be some procedure in place for DDA to for it to be mandatory to go to the Environment Department or the Green Tribunal and ask for the permission. The DDA has simply followed the procedure where it says that in para, I need to read this, in para 87 of the judgment of this Honorable NGT dated 13/01/2015 in Manoj Mishra versus so and so, it says that the DDA proceeded to grant permission since the permission sought was for a recreational event spread over 3 days on the area designated for recreation.
So you are saying the DDA did not know what this was going to be?
So, as the zonal development...
It still brings home the point that you did not do your due diligence.
No,
the government is now going to claim that we did not know the scale of this event, we did not know what it involved, we did not know the damage.
I really would differ with you, Barkha, because I really see the officers under what circumstances they have given the... See, everything what is being discussed right now is on hindsight. The 5 crore account, money that needs to be deposited with DDA, which will be in an escrow account, all of that is being done as a buffer towards the damage that could have been done.
I think the questions it raises, Sohail, and let me just get Sohail, Rahul and Mohandas Pai in now, is what's at stake here? And the perception is that Sri Sri Ravi Shankar is such an influential spiritual leader that rules can be relaxed, that the army can be called to build pontoons, that due diligence isn't done by governments because they think this is such an important person, the Prime Minister is going, the President was supposed to go, he's dropped out. And therefore, the perception that at the heart of this debate, or the question that's at the heart of this debate, is even though the event is going ahead, is it going ahead because of who's organizing it and the clout he enjoys with the government and indeed with many other political parties, including the Delhi government and the Aam Aadmi Party?
So let me say a couple of things first. A, I'm not his disciple or a follower of Art of Living. I haven't done any breathing exercise or all that, so there's nothing at stake. Qua that. But I believe from what I've read, from what I've seen, the Art of Living has done fabulous work with farmers across India. They've done work with tribals, they've done work with Maoist movements, so they've done good work. Now let's come to this particular issue. Let's imagine I'm powerful, I have clout. Okay? Sometimes it also works against me because I'm under a bigger microscope and I'm under a bigger gaze. Mm. What have I done? I'm Sri Sri Ravi Shankar. December the 11th, I make a press announcement that I'm going to do this event.
Yeah.
It's going to be held on the 11th, 12th, 13th of March. It is apolitical, a-religious. It is about music, culture, dance. It has nothing to do with religion. I then go and approach the powers that be that are supposed to give me permission, whether it's DDA, police, blah, blah, blah. What else am I supposed to do? Go to the United Nations. I have followed everything.
But that's why Manoj Mishra is saying that it's the executive he holds responsible.
Why would go to Manoj Mishra?
I'm not even...
Manoj Mishra, the petitioner in the case.
No, but why would the Sri Sri Ravishankar go to Manoj Mishra first?
God bless Manoj Mishra and all the good work he does. I'm not even going there. I'm just placing logic before you.
You're saying what else could the Art of Living Foundation have done?
What should they do? They have
can I put that to Manoj?
They've gone for permission.
Can I put that to Manoj?
The people, if they are responsible,
Okay, you complete your point, Manoj. I'm coming to you in half a second. Yeah.
As Manoj Mishra rightly says, he got wind of it. They filed a petition. The petition should have been settled earlier. I'm unable to understand the logic of blaming Sri Sri Ravi Shankar and Art of Living because it's a nice polarized issue to blame.
Okay, let me get Manoj to respond to that and then Rahul and Mohandas Pai can come in. Manoj, go ahead.
Yes, Barka, the thing is, this site was identified by Art of Living way back in February 2015 for this event. Mm. And the judgment of at the NGT is 13th of January 2015, which prohibits any such activity on the floodplain. Now twice, the DDA, after getting this request, which was very vague, getting this request comes out with a very vague, which is said in the judgment, with a very vague permission, which then they withdraw. Yeah. Again, they give a permission, which again they withdraw.
Yeah.
Now, it has just been said that there was no process. There was a process. There was a principal committee. Almost every other month, there was a chamber meeting happening. Not even once did DDA mention
to the NGT. Who do you hold responsible? The government? The government?
Or to the principal committee?
Manoj, as an activist, who are you blaming? The government? Or at the center or the government in Delhi or the Art of Living? Suhail's argument is, why blame Sri Sri Ravi Shankar? He went through the legal route.
Exactly.
He applied for all the permissions. The government could have said no.
You see, if you look at our
Babu, you're saying exactly. That means it's your
but why will the government say no? That's what I'm saying. That's what Suhail said.
Because of the environmental state.
Because
the previous tribunal order already qualified this as misuse of the plains. Of the flat
exactly.
Plane.
But here's the illogicality.
Yeah.
And I want to just seek Manoj's views on this. Here's the illogicality of what he's also saying. I mean, qua the process.
Yeah.
You have the NGT which issues an order on Jan 15, 2015, or whenever it was.
Yes.
In February, Art of Living identifies the site. Are they doing it under stealth? Are they doing it in a cloak and dagger manner? Don't people know? One minute.
Let me.
They've applied for permissions. Permissions are gained. Permissions are withdrawn. Who is responsible? You will then say, oh, permissions were given because of clout, were withdrawn. Why? It's the same government.
Okay, let Manoj quickly
respond. So, where is the logic of what's going on?
Clout is not the right word.
Okay, let Manoj quickly.
It was specifically mentioned when the permission was withdrawn that this area falls in the active floodplain of the river Yamuna, where the NGT judgment actually prohibits any activity. And these two things, even the court asked this, what changed? How did these two things change?
And then give it?
So who's accountable?
Yes, but I don't know what he's saying. So site in question falls under
abuse directed. Why is there abuse directed?
There's no abuse directed.
No, wait, abuse? No, not here. Hmm. I'm saying if you look at the social media,
if you look at
Parliament today, Barka. I mean, why do we politicize every goddamn thing in this country?
So let me go
it's
to
a cultural because
this was a political decision.
He's answering that. Manoj, you're answering that.
Because this was primarily a political decision. On 30th of November, you recall your permission, and on 15th of December you give the permission. Nothing has changed between those 15 days. This is what the NGT asked DDA and asked the Art of Living, and they had no answer.
Okay, so you're saying it's a political decision. You believe it's been done because it's Sri Sri Ravi Shankar.
But it should also
be said that the Delhi government, the Aam Aadmi Party's minister, was also part of the reception committee. So this is a spiritual leader who does enjoy
the
job.
I want to make Aam Aadmi Party certainly not in bed with the BJP at least yet.
Okay,
sub-zone 7 of zone O, as I said. It allows recreational activities to take place.
Approaching
you are wrong, sir. It does not. It does not.
Well, that is exactly what the rule is.
No, that is wrong.
By the way, Babul. The NGT appointed
expert committee had identified for this site treatment wetlands, not recreation. Recreation will come later on. First, you create treatment wetlands.
Now you're being disparaging for no reason.
Of course.
These are people who devoted their lives
working on an issue.
Why will you disparage your Manoj?
I respect the Manojas of the world. I respect the Bharatis. But there is far too much of critics in this country on goddamn committees. And remember one old saying, Barkha. Remember this for the rest of your life. There are no committees. There are no statues of committees in any parks. Only of individuals.
Let me just inform all of you that the court does not recognize this as only a recreational event.
Barka.
And we have to go beyond this to look at not just land use, Babul, this these rules that you keep quoting, the impact on the environment is also part of the rule book, because the
absolutely
tribunal
Barka
is saying that Barka there's a previous absolutely order of the tribunal Barka that has been overlooked here. Mohandas Pai, go ahead.
Barka, I think the environmentalists and everybody are exaggerating the impact. There is no much impact on the Yamuna. Yamuna has 40 square kilometers flowing through the national territory of Delhi. This is only 1,000 acres, a very small part. And in all floodplains of all rivers in India, religious congregation and public congregations are hurled. Let me give some examples. The Pampa River in Kerala. Please, let me explain. Please listen to me. Don't yell. The Pampa River has Hindu and Christian
support
congregations in February. In the floodplains of the, you know, where the Kumbh Mela is held, millions of people come for 1-2 months. They're all the floodplains of the Ganges. You go to Varanasi, opposite the river, in the floodplains, the dry season events are held. Thousands of people come, lorries come, everything come. It's a normal thing for every cities to have events on the floodplain. No damage will be done. The Yamuna River is not going to be damaged. 1,000 acres, they're going to restore. It is not going. Nothing is going to happen. We need a policy for use of the dry season of the riverbed for cultural activities.
Okay.
And if the area demarcated, so be it. So the government should have a policy. Now, because of a lack of policy, exaggeration by all these people, without going into data and understanding how much area it is, what it is, in relation to the area, what events are held. Yani held the concert opposite the Taj and he got permission. The military built the pontoons. It's a normal event for large congregation. Let's not exaggerate and condemn everybody and say, you can't do this, you can't do this. Let's have a policy. Let the policy be very clear. So we don't have this malcontents going to court and exaggerating and saying Yamuna will be destroyed, this will be destroyed, nothing is going to be destroyed. Don't worry, I think you're not exaggerating.
Mohan ji, main yehi keh raha tha ki Kumbh Mela jo hai, wo bhi to floodplain bhi hota hai.
I want Rahul and Manoj to come in. Rahul,
yeah. I know Kumbh Mela is held, my dear friend, is so much bigger than this.
Yeah,
okay,
exactly.
Nothing is going to happen to the river. River is not going to be destroyed. It's an exaggeration.
Rahul Ram is somebody who spent a long time working with the Narmada Bachao Andolan in your previous avatar. How do you see what's happening here?
I question the intent.
Whose intent?
Art of Living.
Oh, this nonsense.
You are doing, you are a great spiritual organization. You've done fantastic work. Why do something to try to get into the Guinness Book of World Records on an area which you know is an environmentally protected area?
It is not an environment sensitive zone, my dear friend. Barka, why should we talk this kind
sir,
of language, Barka? What are you trying to do?
Okay, Mr. Pai, I didn't interrupt
without
you.
Data,
why are you interrupting me? Mr. Pai,
yes.
I didn't interrupt you. Don't
because,
interrupt
you know,
me. Let me have my talk.
You're my friend.
All right?
Exaggerating without data.
Okay, are you going to keep talking or are you going to let me talk?
Okay, come on.
Stop
everybody
now.
Everybody
okay?
Calm down. Everybody relax. Yeah, okay.
The intent is wrong. There is place near the F1. 1,000 acres.
Yeah.
It's there. Go and do it. Why on the floodplain of the Yamuna? I want to know. You know that the floodplain of any river is protected. Delhi is devastated by people encroaching on the floodplain.
But the examples being given of the
Kumbh.
The examples being given of the Kumbh. That nobody objects.
Delhi mein to nahi hota na Kumbh Mela. In fact, in Delhi, when the Bhashon of Madurga happens.
This Chhath Puja thing happens where?
Yeah, it happens all along.
So, we have, and 1 minute, this is not one excuse against the other. Sorry, I'm sorry.
Let me finish.
Yeah.
That
these are normal
are
events,
Barka. Events that
let's
have been happening culturally over hundreds of years. All right, This is not an event that has been happening culturally over hundreds of years. It is happening in an area which you have had to level.
So what?
You have so what?
So what?
Okay, tomorrow I want to have a party in
you. It's not going to damage the river.
Will you let me do it? Nothing will happen.
My friend,
I will play loud music.
Plan.
I'll
they
have a rock concert in Jim Corbett
National
Park.
Is
you let me
law,
do it,
please.
No, okay,
let's
wait,
not get into.
No, 1 minute,
please. Okay.
This hypothetical.
This is the logical fallacy that I was
hold it in the CHM, no?
I might want, if ever, to get married on the banks of the Yamuna. Will I get permission? I have to ask. If permission is granted, I'll invite you to the wedding.
Exactly.
The fact is,
exactly.
Art of Living has followed due process.
Yes.
Gone to people, got the permission. Now we are blowing it up 3 days before.
Okay. And to say,
but
Barka,
you
to
ask for due
no,
process
no, no,
in an area,
no, no. But
you know it's illegal for these things.
But to say,
you didn't know. They didn't know.
Well,
but to no, no. But to say that
green credentials, then I would assume that they know because they are surrounded by well-informed people. So I'm saying that actually it's extremely disappointing that these extremely green, so-called green people actually use that option of using coming here to the Yamuna.
You know, to
so
say that it is political clout and that's the reason the problem, that's
clout.
So wrong.
Okay,
that's
can I just get in Manoj? Can I just get in Manoj? Can I just get in Manoj and General Shankar Prasad and then we can go around the panel. Manoj, go ahead.
Yeah, what I'm saying is that a lot of facts which are being bandied around are incorrect. The fact of the matter is, and I'm not saying this, this is what the NGT judgment is saying.
Yes.
That entire area has been devastated.
That judgment is ill-advised.
Okay, let him complete his point.
It's devastated. 1,000 acres, man, in 40 square angry kilometers. Come on,
sir, you are sitting there. Please come here and see for yourself. You are talking about what is 1,000 acres. There were birds there, there were insects there were reptiles there. Because they don't have a voice, so you can laugh over devastation over 1,000 acres. What kind of thinking is this?
Are you going to ban the Kumbh Mela?
What? Yes, let me come to that.
Yeah.
Kumbh Mela.
Yeah.
Kumbh Mela, who says Kumbh Mela does not pollute? That is point number one. Second, where the Kumbh Mela happens, it is not under an active judicial prohibition. Here is a land which is under active judicial prohibition. And the agency which is supposed to implement that actually goes ahead, does not seek any approval from the NGT and gives a permission in a very hush-hush, secretive manner.
Yeah.
Knowing well that what that agency is doing is wrong. Twice, why did they require to twice recall their permission? Just because they were uncertain. If they were uncertain, why did they not go to NGT? Why did they not go to the principal committee of the NGT and said, this is a request that has come to us, please guide us. No, they have not done this. They have applied, the judgment says, DD has not applied its mind. They have applied their mind only in doing one thing. On 15th of December, the kind of permission that they gave, they have applied their mind only in the wording of their permission, just to ensure that their skin is safe, period.
Yeah, I'll put that to Babul Supriyo. Very strong words from the petitioner in this case. But General Shankar Prasad, one of the dimensions has been the deployment of the military. How do you see that? Because a number of military men I know are privately seething at this.
Obviously, this is not a military task, and therefore military should not have taken it. I do not understand why such a task should be given to the military when there is adequate time available, when there are enough contractors and people available to construct a bridge. Barka, let me put the whole thing correctly. When a task like this, which is not a legitimate military task, is given to the military is expected to respond to the Ministry of Defense saying it is not a legitimate military task. Despite the representation of the military, if the Ministry of Defense continues to insist on that, then the orders are issued in instruction. In writing. And in response to that, the military gives its reasons in writing as to why this task is not a legitimate military task.
Yeah.
And thereafter, if the government still thinks that the military must do it, well, the military has no option but to do it.
Right.
Now, that is the procedure. That's the method it's been following. I will give you one or two small examples. When Mr. Narasimha Rao was the Prime Minister of India, he sent for the Chief of the Army Staff, whoever it was at that point in time, early morning and passed him some instructions. The Chief of the Army Staff went back to South Block, discussed with his staff, and came to the conclusion it was not a legitimate military task. He rang up the Prime Minister to say, Mr. Prime Minister, we have examined this task, it is not a legitimate military task. Mm. And the Prime Minister responded, in that case, don't do it. Mm. Now, this is the way it works. I am just saying, I have nothing to do with politics. The equipment that is being committed each time on such issues is an operational equipment, which has certain amount of life. And you are better aware than anybody else that military equipment is hard to get. As it is, the Indian Army's modernization is suffering terribly. And therefore, whatever limited military equipment which is for operational use is available must be conserved.
Yeah.
And therefore, if the government is going to use military equipment for such functions, I don't think it is right. Now, having said this, I have nothing against Ravi Shankar. I have nothing against Art of Living. It's a great program. I have nothing to say in whether it's environment. Enough people have said about it.
Okay.
The only issue that I am addressing is that the military should be given a legitimate military task, which to me doesn't seem as a legitimate military task at this point in time.
Okay.
If it was flood relief, it was something like earthquake, certainly.
Yeah.
But not when there's enough time available for anybody else to come and construct a bridge.
Okay. You wanted to come in there. Sorry.
From what I've seen on Twitter.
Yeah.
The military was requisitioned by Kapil Mishra of the Aam Aadmi Party as a minister of the government on the basis of two things. number one, civilian safety, and number two, efficiency and operational excellence. Now you will say,
to build pontoons from one end of the river to the other for people to cross is a logistical deployment.
It's also a safety issue. I mean, you'd much rather have them cross
at a private event. To me, it's immaterial whether the Aam Aadmi Party first wrote the letter or the BJP cleared it.
I want to raise a very important point, and please don't pounce on me. What is private now? These are foundations. They're doing amazing work on the ground in other areas, in other at
so
other
tomorrow
times.
Tomorrow, Dera Sacha Sauda could have such a congregation. The Jamaat-e-Islami could have such a congregation.
So why in
will
this
the
country,
army be called in to build
why
bridges?
In
sir?
This country do we let's, outrage over everything?
I'm not outraging. I'm asking.
No, I'm saying, Barkha, let's not. There is a famous saying that we should a man should not speculate under two circumstances: when he can afford to, when he cannot afford to. My point is that the point that he raised is exactly what I'm trying to say. That if the event got permission wherein we were expecting such a huge crowd, and then the military was brought in to ensure safety for the civilians,
tomorrow something went wrong, the same people would have pointed fingers, but
after you have given permission for an event of this magnitude, why didn't you take the right expertise to get those bridges done, to get the things done?
Wait, and Barkha, tomorrow, God forbid, Rahul, tomorrow, God forbid, something happens.
In the country to do bridges?
Something happens, who will you blame? Barkha, you will blame the government.
Okay, let the general come in. I think on this we can't question his expertise. General Shankar Prasad, first you.
Barkha, I just want to ask my friends over there.
Yes.
Does this country not have adequate number of engineers and contractors who are capable of building safe bridges? Is that what am I to understand? The only organization that can build a safe bridge is the military? I am sorry, this is absolutely incorrect. If the safety is an issue, certainly people can provide safe bridges. What's the problem?
Under the circumstances, when civilians are involved, the military is the best bet.
Let's the security people is maintained. But am I to understand that other agencies can't do it?
Sir, we don't trust them.
Sir, we don't trust you.
These rail bridges.
I said, I don't trust any of you.
If that is the state of affairs.
Amondas Pai, on this dimension, would you agree with the general? Amondas, you don't agree with the environmentalists. Would you agree with the military men that this is not what we are meant for?
Barkha, the military is not meant for many purposes.
If
the civilian government of the day, a legitimate government says, we have a very large number of people coming, we want this to happen, the military should obey and do it and forget about it, not come and argue on TV.
Let the government decide something, sir.
The military is going to be... The government decides something.
That's what I'm saying.
Beyond the point.
Yes.
The military
is saying the right thing.
You hold the government accountable, not the military. We don't have capacity in this country to manage such a big crowd. It's a huge project. The ministry has the capacity. They're trained. They do it once.
But
once
should
in 5
they
years,
then
once
do
in
it
10
for
years,
every mass congregation? Rahul.
Okay. The reason I'm laughing is that these guys are painting themselves into a corner.
Let the government apply their mind. Okay. Let the government apply the mind.
Okay, Mr. Pai.
Right.
Okay, Rahul.
Let's not bring military into everything. The military should be under civilian control. They should not
have under civilian control. They're building the bridges, sir.
Okay. It is part of the government. The government wants it. Hold the government accountable. Let's not talk to the military. The government is responsible. Hold the government.
The DDA says it did not realize the magnitude of the project.
It's a civilian.
One minute, General Saab. Because the military is under the civilian rule.
Correct. The DDA says it did not realize the magnitude of the project. The foundation knew the magnitude of the project, but the foundation kept it under. We don't know. Now they turn around and say such a large event cannot be controlled by anybody except the military. Arey, tumko agar pehle se foundation ko pata tha ki magnitude of the event itna hai, ek to aapne DDA ko sahi bataya nahi. Agar DDA ko malum hota ki 97 acre nahi hai, 1000 acre hai, tab shayad DDA permission nahi deta. Us time pe nahi tha. So you have deliberately misrepresented facts. I'm sorry. And now you're turning around and saying, oh, something of this magnitude cannot be managed by civilians. The army must do it. If you knew all along what the magnitude of the event is, then you should have applied for the army, or you should have made sure, as the general is rightly saying, there was enough time.
Yeah.
There was enough time, and suddenly now Mr. Swail said is saying that we don't trust everybody except the military.
No, no, I didn't say we. I said as that. A citizen.
You. Okay.
No, 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 one minute.
He crosses bridges made by Rahul,
Rahul, these are not lyrics for Indian Ocean. I'll tell you exactly what I said. Hear me out.
This is not a article you're writing.
General Prasad asked me, do you not trust any agencies? I said, I, as a citizen of this country, only trust my military.
But this is not what the army is for.
The question was different. General Prasad's question was, do you not trust any agency? I said, I don't. I'm allowed my opinion.
I'll allow
are being intolerant about my free opinion.
No.
I just feel that, you know, sometimes Sri Sri Ravi Shankar, probably with all the good work that he has done, he deserves the benefit of the doubt. All this flag that is being thrown at him, all these words that are being thrown at him, might be a little unfair. Yeah. I don't want to get political. I just want to believe in one thing, that the Aam Aadmi Party, as you said, are not our friends. I understand politically, but if they failed that to ensure civilian safety, they needed to get the services of the army.
And
if the army had said,
and the defense minister has gone on record to justify it, and it's not like your government does everything that the Aam Aadmi Party asks.
I am saying the army would have said no.
I want to make a very quick point.
Yeah.
On the flip side of the logic.
Yeah.
Sri Sri Ravi Shankar has built himself a reputation of doing good in various areas, art of living. Tell me, why would he have done this deliberately when he knew that our activists, unlike a lot of breeds of animals, don't go into hibernation. Our activists are active all the time. Why would he do this? Why would he willingly create flak for himself?
Exactly.
Why would he be inviting trouble?
Oh, because he thought he could. But let me say a couple of things.
Okay.
I think firstly, we've seen a complete collapse of the judiciary, of the executive. And also
collapse of the judiciary.
Yes, because, and let me tell you.
In the beginning you said you were not disheartened.
Barkha, let's not exaggerate on TV, Barkha.
Please, let me say something. Permission that they gave was conditional.
Yeah.
I mean, I find that, I don't know what conditional permission is. Either you give permission because the event is happening in 3 days and amount of damage has already happened.
Yeah.
So I feel a judiciary where you don't even have confidence in yourself is actually quite appalling to me as an institution. I mean, will you give
me... You're saying the judgment has hedged its bets.
It's not hedged its bets. It just doesn't have a leg to stand on as an institution.
I think these people sit in judgment on the judiciary. It's ridiculous.
Okay, but let me finish because I didn't talk when you did.
I mean, every person in the town, in the city will stand up and say judiciary is bad. What are we trying to do in this country, Barkha? This is anarchy.
Mr. Pai, let a lady speak. We are all from Calcutta. Let a lady speak, sir.
Well, and even if I was...
Yeah, I know. That's why you're anarchist.
If I was a man, I would like my right to speak. But coming back to this... other point I think is just how not just collapse. What I'm seeing is a very dangerous thing that's come out of today's judgment.
What is dangerous?
It says, well, I'm telling you, you have to listen, is that they're saying that the art of living and Mr. Shankar himself will actually jointly convert this into a biodiversity park. Now,
yeah.
I'll tell you why I think it's dangerous.
Okay.
I think it's dangerous because now you've handed over this land in the garb of accountability and repentance. Get a proper committee and let's get the AOL out of it. Now that they have permission, do your event for 3 days.
Mm.
Quite a mournful event for many of us. But do it and then get out. And then let the court appoint an agency and let them develop whatever they can. The land is completely...
And let the Art of Living Foundation pay for it.
Yeah, let them pay for it.
I just want to bring in one point, last point.
Condition
3 of the permission granted by DDA,
yeah.
it is stated that the Art of Living Foundation would abide by the orders of the Honorable NGT and restore the allotted land after the event to its original condition as it was at the time of granting permission. So, what I want to say is that... This is not the judgment. I'm talking about the DDA thing under what DDA gave the permission. What I'm trying to say is that
DDA did what it could do under DDA, the circumstances.
How you have not answered DDA, Manoj Mishra's question that DDA, what changed in 15 days that your same DDA said no and then suddenly said yes and is now saying we never even knew Keetha Barka.
Barka, we all change DDA. Our decisions but will you like it?
I'm not defending.
If you change the decision,
shot long ago.
If you change the decision, does it need to be via political decision?
That's what I'm saying.
Rahul, you can change the decision. Why blame it on politics, man?
Rahul and then Mohandas Pai, then General Shakam.
On clout. That's not correct.
Babul Supriya High Court. Okay, Bharti. Rahul, you are being
said. I want to make just to tell somebody that you can take 1,000 acres. Turn it into a compressed prison and then make sure you restore it. Arey Baba, nahi hota itna aasani se restore, yaar. Kehna kitna aasan hai ki saare jungle kaat do, uske baad restore kar dena. Theek hai, main permission de raha hoon. Aise nahi hona chahiye. Chhod do. Ho gaya, galti ho gayi. Aage se please mat karo.
And if I may just add to that.
No, that the court says.
But if I may.
Mohandas Pai, one second. Yeah, one second.
All I want to add is that even if you come to a 20% restoration, which you cannot, but even if you do, it's going to take about 5-6 years. Will Art of Living camp there and do all this for 5 years? I'm sorry
it's
to me.
It's 4 days, yeah. The event will be over.
Oh, no. I'm talking of Barka. Restoration.
Maybe
it that long.
Maybe they will, okay. Given the goodwill
no,
of...
No, they shouldn't.
Can I get a word in now? Mohandas Pai.
For me, that is land grab. If AOL is going to stay there to restore it forever and land ever, grab. Even 1 year.
But they don't need it under the courts.
No, they should pay for it. I'm sorry. They should be paying for it and get out of there. We don't want...
Mohandas Pai, now I want to say something to you. You said that we should not question the courts. But the court...
I just want to make 2 points before you wrap up.
I'm not wrapping, General Prasad. Let me ask a question to Mohandas Pai. You said to Bharti, you should not question the judgment. But the court-appointed panel says that the Art of Living Foundation must pay more than 100 crores in fines. The court-appointed panel is what talks about the damage to the floodplain. So how can you say, I don't believe the court-appointed panel, but let's not question the court? This is a big contradiction, Mr. Pai.
Barka, the Court of Justice has taken a decision considering all the facts. A committee can give any recommendations it wants. It is not a Court of Justice. The Court of Justice is a given. We can disagree with the
but
court.
But the court says it's extensive
damage.
But the court says
appalled,
I'm but there, the court says it's extensive
the
damage. You won't believe that.
If you don't
you
have
believe
it.
That.
Barka, if you don't like the court, go to the Supreme Court and ask for admission, have another committee, doesn't matter. It doesn't mean all the committee is the law. The committee is not the law. The committee is only an input, is only some opinion. There could be another committee, another opinion. So let's not get carried away by these committees. The court has decided. If you disagree, it is fine. We disagree respectfully. We can go in appeal. But let us not outjudge the judge and say that, oh, this should have happened. I'm appalled. They're handing over the property to this. Let's not exaggerate, Barka. It's a small part of Delhi.
And we have
two lands which have been encroached, degraded.
Thank more than you. Traffic lights.
No, I don't understand this whole thing of disparaging about experts. This is now a new thing we have in our country.
But I always say it.
Let's just trash everybody who has an opinion who's
done some work. But actually, don't politicize it. To say the permission was granted because the Prime Minister and the President was going to go there.
We are only asking.
No, that is speculation and the very much statements.
So, Babul Supriyo, can I apply for permission for a much smaller event in the same place? And will you give it?
Please do. It depends. It depends.
If you do it, your marriage.
NGT allows it. Yes. If NGT
and if it's
allows
something
it,
interesting for people yes. and does good,
I will surely give it to you. DD will surely. That's the question.
Mr. Supriyo, the tribunal has said never again give this permission.
Fine, so they'll never again give it to it. But this one.
Okay.
This one was a terrible mistake. I mean, at least.
Okay, guys.
Barka, let's have a national policy.
Yes, that's a fair point. But
we need a policy so it will clear all these things.
Mr. Pai, the tribunal argues that they laid down the policy and it was violated in the giving of this permission. That's the point I'm trying to make again and again.
The court should have stopped it.
Who is this National Green Tribunal? Were they sleeping on the watch?
But they can't sue more to take cognizance.
Why? Supreme Court takes sue more to cognizance?
Okay, let me put that. Now, we'll put that to Bharti in a second.
Now, to blame everything on Sri Sri Ravi Shankar and AOL is silly.
General Prasad. Okay, can I? Everybody gets 30 seconds. General Prasad, it seems the Aam Aadmi Party as minister also wrote a letter saying the army's built one bridge, can we have help for another? So they too thought the army was fit for this, but of course eventually the decision to clear it is the Ministry of Defence. Mr. Parikar has gone on record actually justifying the decision. Your last thoughts?
My last thought is very simple, and I want to clarify one simple issue which has been raised in this debate. Let it be very clear that the military is under the civilian control, which is why this bridge has been made.
Absolutely.
The army must have put down its point of view. The government must have overruled it, whether it's the Ministry of Defense or whether anybody else. The correct authority to overrule anything and to give directions to the military is the Minister of Defense.
Yeah.
That must have happened. I cannot question it.
Yeah.
But the military comes under civilian rule. That is no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Secondly, I just want to thank Mr. Sohail Seth and a lot of other people in this country who state very categorically that the only organization they trust is the military. I wish the whole country will accept it unequivocally and regard us as such. Thank you very much for that.
But sir,
no, sir, we'll have two tomorrow if you say that.
Sir, may I say this? May I say this? We don't only trust the military, we respect the military, and we love the sacrifices that the military
thank
makes
you very much.
So that we live in peace.
And that is the reason is why the civilian safety
but
was put at the
hands
of the military.
But if you respect them so much, why don't you listen to him when he says this is not what the army is meant for?
We listen to him.
You're taking note of that now. Okay. Quick 15 seconds, everybody. Mohandas Pai. Literally by the clock, 15 seconds.
Barka, the judge has given an order. Let us respect the order. And let's ask the government of India bring a policy so that environment issue, all of the issues are taken care in future. They
clear
guidelines so that we don't have this last minute thing.
Okay, Bharti.
I'm really bothered about a much larger trend where the judiciary always allows environmentally damaging projects. Was it the Vasant Kunj Mall or whether it's this?
Then?
Saying, my 15 seconds, saying that it's too late. And I really think that we need more guts to say late or not, investment made or not. We need to stop it because we really we're living in the era of climate change. Yeah. Let's think about these things more seriously.
Babul Supriyo. All the panel says thousands of trees cut, which is really.
But Rahul told me there are no trees on floodplains.
All the
borders they've cut in the
all the points are very seriously taken. I think that if there has been things that have been blown out of the proportion in terms of giving permissions, not giving permissions, while I hold that DDA has followed the procedures.
Do you believe your ministry made a mistake?
No, not at all. I think they followed the procedures. I just say every incident leaves a lesson. And responsible people learn from it and move on.
What's the lesson you've learned?
We should have probably, every one of us, including you, him, me, we should have probably had more idea about the magnitude of the event.
Okay, so last
one. How are we supposed to know?
Yeah, how and why am I supposed to know?
1 minute.
But
did
I report on it?
I've always said, let's not castigate everything and everyone in our country. Sri Sri Ravi Shankar, Art of Living have done good work. Don't take away from people's desire to do work when they then become the victims or, you know, the recipients of hatred, abuse, whatever. B, as she said, and I think as Mohandas Pai said, bring in process, get rid of experts. The problem with this country is we have more experts than expertise. That's why we are where we are.
Rahul.
I think Art of Living Foundation has done themselves a bit of a disservice by doing this where they have done it. They should have done it. And there are a lot of places where it can be done without necessarily having to trample all over the floodplain. Hopefully, not again.
And Babul, before we end the program, I have to ask you, going to be among the performers at this World Culture Festival.
I know
now,
that.
Now, Sohail is laughing.
I knew that
there
was
are people. There are people who are going to say that this is a kind of conflict of interest and that's why you're so invested in this.
Well, that's so very unfair. You know, if anyone questions my music or my singing.
Not your music. And, not
I mean,
your
I'm saying this, this
just
kind
your,
of...
Just your softness
no, no.
for the
Sorry,
event.
I was not even part of the permission giving process. Everything was followed in the official level. Lalit Pandit of Jardin Lalit made a fantastic song where all the singers, it was coming together of the musicians. We were not part of any of this. Trust me, when it's music, it's pure music. Let's take a deep breath and enjoy the song. Mm. Shan, Alka Yagnik, there were so many singers. There is Javed Ali, there is Abhijit Da, there's so many great singers who have sung a great song. And I would just say, give Mr. Ravi Shankar, Sri Sri Ravi Shankar, the benefit of the doubt. Take a deep breath. Let this thing happen. And whatever lessons come out of it,
I'm saying sing one song.
No.
We just need Rahul.
No, one line from the song.
No, I don't remember.
Why aren't you singing there? I'd love to know. Why aren't you singing there? All the musicians are.
No, no, only great.
Because he's Indian Ocean.
He's saving the Indian Ocean. He's saving the
And meanwhile, quiet.
And he's Indian Ocean, not Indian River.
And meanwhile, quiet flows the Yamuna. We leave it there.
Thank you very much.